礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他在走廊里遇到了美国同事 Amy。
哎，碰到你可真是太好了 Amy。
It's nice to see you too, Chen Hao. What's going on?
我们刚换了新的电话系统，我昨天去参加培训，但是转接电话的时候啊，还是有些问题。
Well, I'm not much of a techie, but let me see what I can do to help.
我不是不知道怎么用，而是不知道怎么做最礼貌。
Well, that I can help with. Where shall we start?
昨天有个客户打电话问一件商品的情况，我只知道那个部门的经理是 Mary Jo, 所以就把电话转了过去。
What happened?
没过几分钟，那个客户又打了回来，特别生气，因为 Mary Jo 没在办公室，客户只能电话留言。他说不愿意对着留言机说话。
I don't blame her.
但今后我要怎么做才能避免这种情况的发生呢？
It is simple. Before you transfer a call, you need to put the caller on hold and contact the person who you believe can help. When you do that, you learn two things.
What are the two things then?
First, you find out if the person you need is in the office and is answering the phone. Next, you ask if that person, in this case Mary Jo, can assist the caller.
对呀，有的时候啊，大家都不知道管事的人是谁，把客户像皮球一样踢来踢去的。
There are a few other suggestions I have to help you handle transfer calls courteously and efficiently, but I don't have time to explain right now.
那我们下午一起喝咖啡吧。
See you then.
下午，陈豪和 Amy 一起在餐厅里喝咖啡。
Amy 啊，上午说到一半，转接电话的时候，还有什么其他要注意的吗？
Before you transfer the caller, let the person know to whom you are sending the call. Give the person's name, title, and direct line to the caller.
好主意，我们把负责人的姓名、头衔和直线电话号码都告诉来电话的人，这样万一电话中途断掉，他们就可以直接打回去了。还有别的吗？
In addition to giving the caller the name and number of the person to whom you are connecting the call, give your name and repeat your number as well.
还要把我的名字和电话告诉他们，那又是为什么呢？
You do that to assure the caller that if anything goes wrong, or if the caller does not get the help he or she needs, he or she can get in touch with you, and you will do all you can to help.
哦，我知道了。这样一来啊，客户就会觉得，不管怎么样，最终总会有人帮助他们解决问题。
Not only that, you have a client who feels valued by the company.